want the big question first?
Whatever you guys want.
Let's give it to you first. Is this your last game?
I'm going to just do the podcast for now on. So that's I'm quitting football and doing the podcast for now. No, I'm just kidding.
There's not a living in that.
No, just kidding. I'm still deciding. I'll announce it this week in the next couple days on social media. And so I'm going to wait for that.
Is it you're just waiting back from scouts to see where you're at?
Yeah. There's a few things that I want to look at and then but pretty set on a decision, and I'll announce it in the next couple of days.
Will it have anything to do with NIL, or will that play into the decision?
There's a lot of different factors, you know, that I have to take into consideration, and the pros and cons, and I've been able to lay those out. And just this weekend was able to kind of to look at both and pray about it, and I'll announce the next couple of days.
You're obviously going to play in the bowl game.
Yes.
Was there ever a thought of not, or have you always been?
No. Especially this opportunity to go against some of the best athletes, Travis Hunter and all those guys. I'm excited to go up against him and show what I can do with some of the best athletes in the nation. So, for sure, playing.
Put us in that moment. You line up. He's on the other side.
Yeah.
When he's not playing offense, and. And you got a chance to take it.
Yeah, I think that's what you dream of as a little kid, to go against, I mean, the Heisman winner, which is you know, congrats to him. But that's what you dream of as a little kid, is going up against the best and being able to showcase your skills and show that you can play and make plays against those guys and NFL guys. So just excited for the opportunity and ready to go take it to Colorado.
That notion of opting into the bowl game for a lot of seniors.
Yeah.
Seems to be a pretty common thing this year, just across college football, where guys are opting in instead of opting out.
Yeah.
What do you think it is kind of about this group of players? You're obviously sort of among that group.
Yeah.
Kind of wants to go out and play in these bowl games.
I mean, it's you only get college football once. I think it's such a special experience with your brothers, and the amount of time that I've put in and the amount of time that these guys have put into the off season to being around each other, to gaining that trust and that love, like, there's just no doubt in my mind or any of these players that we're not going to finish with our brothers. You know, it's like war. You're going out and you're not going to give up the last fight. You know, you're not going to sit out. And that's my mindset. I'm going to play with my brothers. I'm going to love them and show them that I've loved them every second of the way and will to the end. And we're going to go out and take it to them. You know, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun.
You've had 2 years with Darius.
Yeah.
How has he made you a better receiver?
Oh, he's awesome. I love his mentality. He's always kept me accountable, you know, especially when I'm lacking in whatever it is, film or whatever. Darius is always the one to say, hey, let's go. Like, step up. And I think that's the biggest thing. We've been keeping each other accountable, and it's nice to have someone that you're competing with, especially, you know, when we're both on the field at the same time and during practices and wanting to make plays and be the guy. So he's been such a great role model for me and an asset to this team.
What's someone like yourself doing to stay sharp during this bowl prep and get ready for this bowl?
Yeah, I think just taking every practice like it's our last practice, you know, and cherishing every moment, making every rep count. And it's been awesome to go up against these guys in practice and taking every rep like it's an important rep, and visualizing, watching film. We've had all this time to watch film and then visualize in-game situations. So just taking every practice seriously. I think that's been my focus these past weeks, and I've been getting a lot better, which is awesome, and that's what you got to do, especially when we have this time to practice and perfect our craft.
Seems like the offense wasn't quite as sharp in November as it was in October. What have you guys done in kind of bowl prep to get back to that?
Yeah, we just looked at our mistakes that we were making. A lot of it was red zone, third downs, and now we've been awesome in red zone, third downs these past couple weeks, because that's what we've been focusing on and emphasizing, and I think you'll see it a lot in the bowl game. So been able to just fix the mistakes that we've made these past the past few games and then show that we can correct our mistakes and go take it to them in the bowl game. So
when it comes to factoring in for your decision that you've got coming up,
yeah,
how much of resolved finish from this year factors into the thought of still chasing a Big 12 title and more for next year?
Yeah, I mean, you always want to finish strong, and I think we're just taking it one game at a time. And A-Rod even said, let's think of this as the first game of the season, you know, and getting the team rolling into next year. And so, and that's what we're focusing on, is just going one game at a time. That's what we've done all season, getting better. We've gotten better this bowl week. We've taken advantage. We've been excited every practice, and that's what we got to do when we come into the bowl game, is just be more excited than they are. That's usually what happens, is the more excited team wins. And we've had a great few weeks of practice, going to finish strong, and then we're going to go beat Colorado. So.